Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, June 13, 2023. U.S. futures are pointing to a strong open. European equity markets have opened with gains, following mostly higher levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is weaker while Japanese yen strengthens and China yuan weakens on the PBOC move. Treasury yields are down at both the long and short ends. Crude oil futures are higher, so are precious and industrial metals. U.S. stocks have seen another rally overnight, with tech stocks outperforming almost everything else. Macro focus remains on the U.S. CPI data today and the upcoming central bank policy decisions. The Fed is expected to leave the policy unchanged, but it is a close call. In Asia, ahead of Thursday's medium-term landing facility operation, China's central bank has today cut the 7-day reverse repo rate by 10 basis points, as the market widely expects a lower MLF rate to be announced. The Bank of Japan narrative on prospects for a near-term policy tweak is fading in line with easing market distortions, and that leaves the regional tightening risk concentrated more on the Reserve Bank of Australia, following its recent hawkish guidance. On the data front, Australia's Westpac consumer confidence gauge has edged higher on the month in June, but remaining at depressed levels. The report notes that the lower readings after the Reserve Bank of Australia rate hike have largely offset better levels before the meeting. Japan's Business Sentiment Index survey shows that business confidence has improved in Q2, despite expectations of deeper declines in earnings. In Europe, the final German CPI is in line with the flash reading, and the UK labor market data is much stronger than expected, but the wage growth print is downbeat, which underpins expectations for a Bank of England rate hike. Apart from the CPI result, key focus on the US macro calendar today also includes the May NFIB Small Business Index, the weekly Redbook chain store, and the weekly API crude inventories. In corporate news, the EU antitrust regulators are considering the move to break up Google's advertising technology business, according to Reuters. The regulators could order Google to sell part of the business, as frustration has been growing after the company failed to address competition concerns. Bank of America is open to considering the acquisition of another lender through an FDIC-brokered deal, according to the bank's CEO in a Bloomberg interview. In Asia, equities traded higher in Tuesday's trade. Japan closed on fresh 33-year highs despite a slight strengthening in Japanese yen. Australia turned around opening losses to finish higher also. Greater China had a volatile day, with Hong Kong bouncing back higher after opening sharply lower as the PBOC cut the short-term lending rate. South Korea also went higher, and so did Taiwan, with chip stocks going strong. India opened higher, Southeast Asia was mostly higher as well, and Singapore ended up an outlier for trading down. Following a solid Asian session, European equity markets are trading higher now. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.